woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
It's a rainy Friday morning, but hey, at least it's a Friday morning.
Yay!
Woo! All right, so welcome to May 7th. It's a Friday. We're going up to 15 degrees today, although It's only 6 right now. I asked my Alexa this morning, I'm like, listen, what's it going to be like this morning? And she's like, it's going to be rainy all day.
She say it like
doom
that?
And gloom.
No, she didn't
7
say
degrees.
It like-
And I'm looking at CP24, and their forecast is a lot more favorable. There's some sunshine this afternoon, which looks really nice, which you deserve going in the weekend, I would think.
You should go home and threaten your Alexa.
I know,
be like,
right?
Alexa, use
don't
that tone again.
Her.
I'll throw you in the lake.
She's actually been a little bit doom and gloom with the forecast this week, and she's been wrong. Now, everyday payday. We got that for you in an hour. It's going to pay you $100 every single day for the next 365. And all you need to do is get in the draw. So we'll have a keyword for you then. Let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
The average age that people will start liking their vegetables is 22 years old.
Oh.
And I bring this survey up because it reminds me of our very own producer, Jesse, who, from what I've been told, didn't start eating vegetables until he was like 23.
Yeah, around that age.
That's perfect.
I started eating a lot of vegetables, yes.
So if you're a parent and your kid isn't eating vegetables, yeah, they probably won't for a while.
Nope.
And that's okay too. They'll live. Jax, what's up with you?
The audacity of this. Somebody is suing Bagel Bites because they don't use real cheese. Yeah. So they say, like, fresh mozzarella on the packaging, apparently, in the States, and somebody's suing them, like, actually trying to get money out of them, because they're like, no, that's not real cheese.
I bet the company's called Fresh Mozzarella, and it's fake mozzarella.
I bet that's
how they get around it.
Moral of the story, though, is that I'm now hungry for Bagel Bites.
Yeah, Bagel Bites are so good. Jesse, what's up with you?
Johnny Walker from Australia went viral because he's looking for love, and he's 40 years old, and he's never had a long-term relationship.
Aww.
Oh, man. Because he needs his partner to accept one flaw about him, and they won't accept it. He likes to sleep with 3 snakes at night.
I don't.
Yeah, so you're never going to have a partner.
He said in this article that he considers the snake his family and that all 3 of them are the closest people to him. So he must find someone who will accept the snakes into
snake
their life.
People love their snakes, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll find somebody for sure. Somebody will cuddle up with that. People love snakes. Not us, but somebody will.
Are they snakes that can kill you? I'm assuming they are because it's Australia.
Yeah.
So he said he gets his fair share of nasty bites. Of the over the years,
freaky.
But
stop
they haven't killed
snakes.
Them.
Keeping it freaky.
Yeah, and isn't it that like if a snake lies beside you or something like that, it's sizing you up? That's what I've always heard.
No, they want a spoon. They want a spoon. That's what it means.
You know that snakes will always try to go to your neck because that's the warmest part of your body and they're cold-blooded?
I don't like this.
Okay, so how about we know what the problem is. He didn't need to launch this. Find a different hobby, bro.
I don't know.
Put him in their pen.
Look at him
beside
you.
Jeez.
I'm sure even the crocodile hunter would be like, that's a bit much.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before you get out there and have your hot girl summer, make sure you vibe check your bedroom.
Yeah.
According to Jax, anyway. There's this article about if you're an astrological sign, you need to have this going on with your bedroom, right? Is that what it is?
I think it's you have to be able to see the moon.
Okay.
So what's
based
what
on your sign, this is how your bedroom should be, like cozy vibes.
Okay.
Wall vibes, color vibes. So you want me to go through the signs, gentlemen?
Yeah, please.
Well, it's going to start off with an Aries, which Adam is, so you're probably going to be interested. Aries like to keep things active, so their bedroom should be vibrant and energetic. Bedroom walls should be prints and vibrant colors.
You have a vibrant bedroom, Adam?
White walls.
Yeah.
Vibrant enough.
Okay, that doesn't resonate with
you then. I've got a window. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
My, cool. My little Tauruses. The bedroom of a Taurus should be comfortable, cozy, and romantic and should have a clean aesthetic.
Okay? Typical bulls.
Is that it? Is clean an aesthetic? Or is it just, I thought it was just a state of being. You got a clean room or you don't?
No, this is what the article tells me.
All right.
Geminis. Switch up your bedroom style and paint the walls white and incorporate pops of color throughout the summer and the winter.
Wow.
Yeah. True.
It's seasonal.
Okay. Stop it. Cancer. TJ, you're Cancer.
Yep.
Fluffy duvets, top-notch bedding, and high-thread count sheets. Maybe some faux fur. So you want things really cozy,
actually,
really luxurious.
Actually, that sounds like TJ. That
yeah. Yeah.
But
like
is
TJ.
That really groundbreaking that I want cozy in the bedroom?
Yeah. Oh, I like a nice duvet.
Yeah. Keep going, Jax. This is fun.
Leos. So actually, this is true for me. I'm a Leo. A typical Leo love to decorate their home in art. Their bedroom's going to be cozy, but still include love of vibrant, bold colors and regal taste. Okay? Virgos. They want to have a zen and clean bedroom. Not a lot of things.
These
they're
are
minimalist.
All saying the exact same thing with different
zen, clean, vibrant colors, active.
Libras, neutrals, grays, pastels, and serene colors are necessary. Okay?
All right.
For the Scorpios listening right now, choose furniture that is soft and sensual and pair it with elegant textures such as velvet. Okay. Velvet in there?
A lot of velvet in that.
Man, it's 1976. I hate the way you guys are looking at me right now.
Sagittarius is defined by the fire elements of the bedroom should have warm tones with furniture that has distinct angles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As opposed to furniture that doesn't?
No round stuff in here, buddy.
Stop! Okay. And Capricorns, because they like to switch things up, but they also like simplicity and elegance. Yeah. It should be a place of relaxation, so don't use a bed cover. That's too patterned and too permanent.
Don't do it, Capri Suns, okay. I'm telling you.
Aquarius is stay away from earth tones and make things instead pretty with a vibrant bedspread. So vibrant bedspread. And Pisces, stick to cooler and calmer tones and stay away from colors that are too dark, as this may make the room bleak. There you go.
Very nice.
Here's what I'd like to know at 999-999. Do you feel like you learned anything?
You guys always
just text us. Let us know.
You guys always set me up, and you're like,
"We're not setting you up. You wanted to talk about this."
And you said it's very important that we talk about this.
I think it's important,
and we agree.
Now we have vibe check.
And Shway,
now we're vibe checking the content.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
Hey, want to know how long it will take the average person to save up for a Toronto house?
Nope.
It's not fun. The average price for a detached house in Toronto is now $1.75 million. According to the National Bank of Canada's latest housing affordability monitor, the average household income needed to afford a house in Toronto is currently $183,594. So, someone would have to save up for a staggering 297 months just to afford a down payment on their seven-figure Toronto home. That's nearly 5 years of saving 10% of one's income every month just to afford the 20% down.
And time is not on our side.
After that, you're just paying off the mortgage, too.
Smoked. So.
That's encouraging.
Yeah. It's a fun, sexy time to be here, isn't it? More than 60 buses in Toronto are soon going to offer free Wi-Fi to riders as part of a new pilot program. Now, this is something that they've been talking about on buses and streetcars for a little while now, and it's been in the works for months. But it's officially going to launch on select bus routes later this month. The TTC is going to be testing free Wi-Fi on the 35 Jane bus route within the next few weeks. The route is going to be offering the service till the end of May, and then the 102 Markham Road route will offer it in early June. And then once they have it tested, and I'm sure once they've worked out most of the bugs, they will launch it. And then there will be major bugs on all the routes, and then the Wi-Fi will be down for 6 months, and then probably about this time next year, we'll actually have Wi-Fi.
You nailed it.
That's usually how these things
go. Yeah, exactly how it goes.
Here are the top gifts your moms want for Mother's Day this year, according to a survey, starting with number 10, for someone else to take care of all the chores that they normally do. Number 9, a day to themselves, which is hilarious. So you just say Happy Mother's Day, and then you leave them alone.
Yep.
Number 8, jewelry. Number 7, a spa day or a massage. I don't massage your mom. Number 6, something. Well, it's worth saying. Number 6, something homemade, especially with moms with younger kids. Number 5, chocolate. Number 4, a keepsake, something sentimental, like a framed photo that's engraved. Number 3, doing something with the family, like dinner, or playing games, or going somewhere outdoors. Number 2, flowers. And number 1, a card. Moms just want to get a card. They'd be thrilled with anything. Or they'd be thrilled with only a card.
We have set the bar so unbelievably low for moms.
Yeah. When I was like 11, I bought my mother earrings. And I was so excited. I got them from Charm Diamond Center. And they were like on sale. They were like $29.99. And she just told me last year that they were the ugliest things she's ever seen. So maybe stay away from jewelry. I'm just putting it out there. And they were. They didn't look good.
You know what? What I appreciate about that is... she was honest.
Yeah.
Eventually.
20 years later, yeah.
99.9 Virgin Radio. Everyday Payday next.
3, 2, 1.
Virgin Mornings Rankings.
In honor of Mother's Day, we would like to honor
the best moms that you have grown up watching on whatever screen you watch on. We're talking YouTube, we're talking TV, and we are talking movies. Doesn't matter. Just hit us within your top three at 999-999, and we're going to start.
Number three.
Jax.
Jane Jetson.
Jane Jetson. Wow.
Jane Jetson for number three. I used to love the Jetsons. It was so good. She's a mother. I mean, she's in space. Not only is she trying to hold the homestead down, she's also really into high fashion. I don't know if you guys
remember that. She's incredibly fashionable.
But she's so well-dressed. I mean, she is a cartoon character in space, but she's very well-dressed. I always liked her. Maybe it's because I had a crush on her, but what's your number three, TJ?
Oh. Number three, Lucille Bluth from Arrested Development.
Oh,
she's passive-aggressive, which I personally love. She's clearly the brains of the Bluth Company, and she's very elegant. She also has fantastic quotes, like, if I wanted something your thumb touched, I'd eat the inside of your ear, or you want your belt to buckle, not your chair. Those were quotes to her
she's
children.
She's kind of mean, though.
Yeah, but that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Number three for me, Princess/General. Leia Organa from Star Wars. Darth Vader is your dad.
I don't understand.
Kylo Ren is your son. Han Solo is your husband. Not exactly an all-star cast of men to be stuck around. True. And she holds it together. And she is a political leader. And then she becomes a military leader. And she holds everybody down, including her brother, Luke Skywalker. So, Princess Leia, hats off to you.
Yep.
Number two.
Love Star Wars.
She did kiss her brother, but
yeah, I was going to say, isn't it? Okay.
They didn't know.
Nah, my number two is Reba from the show Reba.
Reba McEntire?
Yeah, she was a single mom. Like, I used to always watch, my mom liked the show a lot, and she had, you know, just a collection of boots. She was a single mother. You know, she was a matriarch, but she also kept everybody in sassy line, which I always liked.
Mm-hmm. A little sense of humor.
A little sense of humor. She always had a quip or two, you know?
TJ? Kitty Foreman from That 70s Show. First of all, she's a nurse. Secondly, she took her son's friends in like they were her own kids and let them get high in her basement all the time.
It was so
pretending like she didn't know. They knew. And her laugh was incredibly infectious, which helps.
She was so cute.
Yeah. My number two, Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The first one.
So good.
Now, strong, incredible dancer. Doesn't take anyone's crap. There was two Aunt Vivs, right?
Yeah.
And when Aunt Viv loves you, she loves you with ferocity. Doesn't mean that she's going to be easy on you, but she really freaking loves you. And it was really nice to see her and Will Smith kind of make up when
she's
they did
badass.
The Fresh Prince. Yeah, it was really, really cool in real life because I guess they didn't get along on set. But anyway, Aunt Viv, love you. And by the way, for Mother's Day, it can be the mother figure as well, right?
Yeah.
And she
that's
was
right.
absolutely
yep.
the mother figure
she's
in
mama.
His life.
Number one.
Claire Huxtable. We're going to ignore who she was married to in the show, but Claire Huxtable was incredible. What's that?
For people who don't know, what show?
Oh my God, why am I blanking on it? Oh my God. Don't pop me up.
I'm going to put her on the spot.
Why am I blanking on?
What show?
What's that?
Can't
the
Google
Cosby
it.
Show. Oh my God. I'm just taking Bill Cosby's name out of my brain.
Yeah, well, that's
Cosby
fair.
Show.
That's right.
She was a family, she was a mother of five. She was, again, a matriarch. And she was sassy, too. I think that my whole theme here is sassy women. I loved her. And she was also incredibly well-dressed. Her dress game and her blazer game. Blazer on top of dresses, just impeccable.
You like sassy and good fits.
Yes.
Yeah. TJ, number one, Marge Simpson from The Simpsons.
Woo!
The most iconic family on television. How could you not say that they also have the best mother? She not only has to deal with the daily struggles of Homer Simpson, but she has three kids, all of which are completely different. One is a total nightmare. One is a genius. And the third one hasn't spoken in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy.
She can't.
Marge Simpson.
She's a baby.
Yeah, she is. Well,
she's been a baby for 30 years.
And my number one is also going to be Marge Flippin' Simpson.
Oh, come on.
And the reason is that, like, if you name one, if you were asked people to name one mom that meant the most to them outside of their mom that, like, was on TV, from our generation at least, is going to be Marge Simpson. Marge Simpson, patient, caring, puts her family and her kids first, and has very little reward for her troubles, as most moms do out there. And listen, Marge Simpson, you are my number one, always in my heart. And by the way, I think they're in like season 37 or something now.
I think it's like 35.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
Like, she should have left years ago.
Yeah, she should have.
Taking the kids and left.
Did she deserve better?
That?
She deserved better.
Yes, 100%.
Now, hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Your top TV moms with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Rank the top pop culture moms that you grew up with. Or right now. It doesn't really matter. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999.
Sorry.
Well, our number ones, both TJ and I took Marge Simpson.
Yep.
Jax, who did you say?
I had Claire Huxtable, I had Reba, and I had Jane Jetson.
We asked for your number one, not your top three, but anyway.
Active listing. Yeah.
What did the text say, TJ?
From the 905, Lorelai Gilmore. She was quick, witty, smart, and loyal. She had impeccable understanding of balance between friendship and being a mother with her daughter. It was perfect, which is real life. She was extremely hardworking, respectful, and I aspire to be like her.
My buddy Derek, who's he's like a very in-shape guy and like lots of push-ups and vegan now and everything and runs marathons, loves Gilmore Girls.
Yeah?
And has loved Gilmore Girls for like 20 years. He's got the whole DVD unboxed.
I feel like I'm failing myself. I've never watched it fully. I know.
I haven't either.
Myself down. Yeah. Well, there's a challenge for the summer.
From the 647, Claire Dunphy from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. How do we forget Claire?
Oh, I love Claire Dunphy.
So good. Oh. For the 905, Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I mean, listen. They're pretty successful because of Kris Jenner, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she did set her kids up for enormous, enormous wealth and privilege and all the other things.
I don't know if she's a mom more so as a boss or a CEO.
She's a mom boss.
I mean, would you say, is that any different from your mom?
I mean, I don't have as much money as all the Kardashians.
Yeah,
my mother
didn't
set me up for
she's
a reality.
The boss, though, right?
That the parallels between Kris Jenner are pretty big.
Chris, there we go.
A couple more. From the 289. Linda from Bob's Burgers. Wilma Flintstone from the 647.
Yeah, Wilma. Mm-hmm.
Jill Taylor from Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute rocket, they said. Come on.
Let's not do that.
That's not what we're doing here.
From the 905, Moira from Schitt's Creek.
How did we forget Moira?
Yeah, well, she's great.
Not the best mom, I think, is why.
No, she is. She's a good mom. Yep, she's a good
mom. Of all the characters
mom.
On that show, she shows the least character growth. I'm not saying I love her. She's hilarious, but like.
I love her. She's great.
Yeah. Last one here from the 647. Isn't Marilyn Dennis on TV?
Oh, my God.
I say
God.
Her.
You know what?
She seems
Stop
cool.
It. Yeah.
Ciao.
My favorite TV mom is Marilyn, for sure.
There me too. Can we change our top three?
Yeah, there
All
we go.
Three are Marilyn now.
Mine is, by rights, it has to be.
Didn't mention her, though, did you?
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Drake is giving out free candles this weekend in Toronto.
What?
So he's launching a set of four different scents. We've been talking about this for about a year or so now. Through his highly anticipated candle company, Better World Fragrance. And in honor of Mother's Day, people who order from a list of his favorite Toronto restaurants from today through Sunday could receive one free of charge while supplies last. The order is going to be a minimum of $50, though. Here are the four flavors that you could get. Sweeter Tings. A fragrance that is nostalgic and addictive with many subtleties of comfort and goodness. Muskoka, the smoldering warmth of burning woods and golden embers. Mm. This is a warm and woody fragrance that emulates the feeling of being cozy by the fire. Good Thoughts, a bouquet of rich florals surrounded by a vibrant, bright light of freshness for a captivating positive energy. And Williamsburg Sleepover, a genderless and luminous fragrance that captures the essence of an urban garden under the shaded lights. Seduction. In a candle.
Oh, my God. No candle smells that good.
I don't know. If there's going to be one candle that smells that good, it's going to be made by Drake. I'm actually going to try to order this weekend, but I need to, like, know if you'll actually get it if you order. Not that it's, like, a random draw or something, you know?
Interesting. Yeah. Here are the five things we've been spending more and less money on since the start of the panini. The five things that we're spending more on. Coffee, streaming subscriptions, shipping and delivery, tech products, and cell phone data. And the five things we're spending less on. Clothes, cosmetics, transportation and commuting, entertainment. And the one that was very surprising, alcohol. You'd think we'd be spending more money on alcohol. What with everything being awful and all?
I think it's because of the upcharge at bars, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you're going out to get, you know, a
$10
a bottle
pint of beer.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So, rather than doing shots all night.
What is it at the Blue Jays game where you get the 20-ounce thing
oh
of beer and it's, like, $25 or $30 or something and it's not that much beer?
It's not that much beer, but after
it's
one, you're
beer?
Like, I may as well get another one because you're a little soft.
I'm already in debt. Might as well be in more debt.
Yeah,
what's the big deal?
What's an extra $30? This is the most bizarre question ever from a job interview that is going viral. So, a woman named Bita Golshani in L.A. I just tweeted out a picture of the question that she got asked on an online job interview.
What is it?
The question is, quote, you've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What do you do with the elephant? Adam, start with you.
I'm trying to figure out what the employer gets out of this.
They get to watch you squirm.
You can't give it away or sell it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably eat it.
All right. That's good meal prep. Jax?
I would answer something totally messed up to get their attention. Yeah, yeah, like I'm gonna eat it.
Jax, what's your answer? And keep in mind that eating the elephant is off the table.
I would become really close with it, and we would become friends, and it would become my pet.
You're gonna feed the elephant?
Yeah, you're gonna store it
on Ossington in your backyard?
You mind your business. I am gonna store the elephant, and we're gonna be together, and he's gonna be nicer than you.
All right. So we actually have an answer. A person on Twitter said they actually took a course on how to respond to interview questions.
What?
And the correct answer is open a business where you hire the elephant out for events.
Mm.
I don't know.
That is the most LA situation I've ever heard. It's like, we're going to ask you this really vague question and you have to squirm until you respond. Ugh.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
They, when they do like draft combines too for any sports, they'll get all the scouts and the general manager in a room with these like 17-year-old kids and they'll ask the most messed up questions.
Really?
Like sometimes you get, and it'll be like, if your girlfriend was cheating on you, how would you respond and stuff like that? And they're like, they're supposed to be quote unquote character tests. And the idea is you're supposed to make these like kids angry, which it's super easy because they're teenagers.
Yeah.
And these guys are like, yeah, no, it's totally ethical. So it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's
mentally
not.
Tormenting teenagers.
You said you'd eat the elephant. So you failed the character
test.
No,
I think I won. I found the best way to use it. Come on. I would feed the neighborhood.
And
he's a big old barbecue.
And he's feeding his daughter for a year.
Yeah.
It's my pet.
Not anymore. It's Adam's dinner.
That's right.
Stop it.
You asked me what I would do. So, hey, producer Jesse's trivia is up next on Virgin.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
For your mom, we've got a $250 prepaid vanilla Visa card. Now, be your mom or the mother figure in your life, because Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yes.
Heads up. Please
Sunday.
Get something for them. And we're going to play producer Jesse's trivia. Now, if you're keeping track, I have won the last four straight days after not winning anything ever.
For like 7 months.
I know, it's wild. Producer Jesse, this one is in honor of another famous mom, maybe the famousest mom.
Yeah, maybe the most famous mom of all time, Kris Jenner.
Oh,
so I'm going to give you a fact about Kris Jenner, and then we're going to go out of the room, and you got to tell me whether that fact is true or false.
Deal.
Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. So Kris Jenner has a tattoo of a cross on her lower back that she calls a tramp stamp and deeply regrets. True or false? Adam, you're up first.
True.
TJ?
True.
Jax?
False.
That is true. That's a point to TJ and Adam.
It seems like her. She's very self-deprecating.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, you got to think of the time like when the lower back tattoos were very popular.
Very, very in. Yeah.
Question number two. Kris is passionate about the organic grocery store called Erewhon. She compares shopping there with getting a massage. True or false, TJ?
True.
Jax?
False.
Adam?
Feels true. Let's go true.
That is false.
Oh!
She is passionate about Costco.
Oh, she likes Costco.
She's passionate about Costco. Man, me too. I'm just not passionate about my bank account afterwards.
I miss
$700 Costco run. Yeah, you don't. That's never coming back,
I
don't think.
Not.
All right.
All right. Question number three. In 2012, just 6 weeks before Kim K's wedding to Kris Humphries, Kris Jenner underwent a neck and facelift to ensure she looked her best for the big day. Jax, true or false?
That's true.
Adam?
True.
TJ?
True.
It is true.
Hey.
Well done, all three.
Everybody's tied at two.
She proudly talks about getting work done and stuff like that.
She's,
good
for
she's
her.
Great.
A week before, though. That's,
if I need to get work done, which, I mean, I was born needing to get work done, I would get it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
Healthy and safe.
Everyone is tied at three. Going into question number three. There's a table containing a pile of hundreds of non-disclosure agreements ready for anyone who enters Kris Jenner's house to sign them. Adam, true or false?
Oh, man, that feels so true. I know Bieber does that. Yeah, I don't see why not. True. Let's say true.
TJ.
I'm also going to say true.
Jax.
I'm also going to say true.
Nailed it again.
Hey!
3 for 3.
Love it.
Well done.
She's a business lady.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. Kris Jenner once repaved her entire driveway with cobblestones imported from France after Kanye West told her he didn't like the color of the grout. True or false? TJ?
False.
Jax?
False.
Adam?
False.
That is true!
What?
I thought she wouldn't listen to anybody.
Everybody got that wrong. That is a true fact.
Okay.
Like, I could see it happening, but I could also see that being a trick question. And yeah, you would say, nope, they were from Italy,
100%.
Actually.
That was a tough one.
Yeah. Final question.
All right.
All right.
The Kardashian kids made Kris take a lie detector test, and the test revealed her favorite child is Khloe. Jax, true or false?
True.
Adam?
True.
TJ?
True.
You should have went for the victory. Oh! That's false.
No. Oh,
come on.
Okay, so we're tied up at threes. What are we going
to
do?
All right. So closest to, you can go over, how many Instagram followers does Kris Jenner have?
Oh, boy.
Adam, what is your guess?
120 million.
TJ.
100 million.
Jax.
80 million.
Today's victor. Jax?
Oh! Oh!
Well done.
We beat him!
Yes!
Yeah!
You beat him! No, you take you back off, DJ! Me. This is my win!
Oh my goodness.
Kris Jenner has 40 million followers, so Jax, wow, you were the closest.
Could not go 5 for 5 this week. No. Jax, congratulations. Well done.
Yeah. You know what? As the mother of the show, this is a great...
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, now...
Now if, you celebrate me.
If you pick Jax, we're going to call you back. So if you do get a call from an unknown number, it's us saying, hey, we want to hook you up with $250 in a vanilla Visa prepaid card. Say that 5 times fast. Virgin Radio.
She's here to help.
You can be friends with your ex.
Even if it gets a little weird.
Stop kissing him in the woods. It's Jax the Love Guru on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And this one will get uncomfortable. Producer Jesse, go ahead.
This is from Alana. She says, you guys, I think I have to move out of my apartment. Oh, it's been a long pandemic, and I'm single, and I live in a house with 2 girls and 2 other guys. And last week, after 2 years of not caving, I slept with one of my roommates. Now he's acting like we're going to get married, and I don't want to even date him, like, at all. I have the option to move back in with my parents, and rent is cheap, so I figure it's a good time to look for a new place anyways. But I'd just like some advice from Jax on how to deal with a friend you've slept with that you don't want to date. His texts have all said that he wants to date me. Is there still a path to friendship, or should I just cut my losses and accept that I've ruined it? By the way, we're more roommates than friends, but still friends. Thanks for the help.
Okay, first of all, you got to talk to him. And then second of all, you got to go. No, you do. You do, because you've got to go. So you need to... Look, I've slept with some of my friends, and it can get murky. And it's really, really hard, because if your expectations are different, it's going to get messy, and it's not fair to the other person. So you got to talk to them. You got to say, like, this isn't my intention for us to have a relationship. But you also probably shouldn't expect his feelings not to be hurt. They're probably going to be hurt, which is why you should probably move out. Give it some space. And if you do have actually some interest in being friends and pursuing a friendship with them, then you gotta let it breathe, babe. You gotta go. Yeah.
Alternative plan. If you don't want to move out, sleep with all your other roommates.
TJ, what?
And eventually, it will become so uncomfortable for everybody else that they will move out, and you can live there by yourself.
Form a sex house, and then...
Yes! A sex house, exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. That's okay. Not it.
Do it safe.
Now, Jax, my question for you on this one in particular is, how does that conversation go? And is it over text? Is it in person? Like, what do you do?
I mean, it depends on your comfort level, because I would say have it face-to-face, but sometimes those kind of confrontations, those conversations aren't comfy. So maybe via text, but be honest with them. You've got to be honest. Say, I'm not in a place for this relationship right now, and I don't want to pursue this. You know, I had a great time, but I'm not.
See, my problem is every time I say I'm not in a place for this right now, people are like, okay, well, call me back in a week when you are.
But that's on them. That's on them. But that's on them. You're communicating your needs, and if they don't receive it the way that you are more comfortable, that is on them. How they receive it is on them.
So here's the question I want to pull out of this, because I think you're right, Jax. I think you got to kind of address it and then get the hell out of
there. Yeah,
you got to roll. You
don't think I was right? No, TJ, I don't. I know that must be shocking to you.
You guys are cowards.
But my question to you at 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text is, you've been down this road.
Yeah.
Slept with somebody, roommate, you know, or acquaintance or friend that wasn't like super close, or maybe you were super close. Does it ruin the friendship? Does it necessarily have to? Or are you friends today and it's like, hey, that was a one-off thing. Shouldn't have happened. Did. Awkward and weird, and we moved on. Hit us up. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Love Guru with Jax and Adam and TJ2 on Virgin Mornings.
She's here to help.
You can be friends with your ex.
Even if it gets a little weird.
Stop kissing him in the woods. It's Dax the Love Guru on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know what you have against kissing people in the woods, but
it's
anyway.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Producer Jesse, can you recap this story?
Yes, I need it.
Oh, you need the micron. Microphone.
Is that what you need? Oh,
is our boy.
Alana slept with her roommate. Now she's looking for advice on if she can or if she should maintain the friendship moving forward.
And Jax, your advice was?
Communicate and then move out. No, yeah. Honestly. And not because like you want to like ghost him or anything, but because after you talk to him, he'll probably need some space. And it's healthy to do so.
Now, the question that I wanted to ask you is, you've been down this road. 999-999-999. How did you handle it? Were you able to go back to being friends? Is it ruined? TJ, what are the texts saying?
Sounds like it depends on the person because we're getting both sides of this. From the 905, it absolutely ruins the friendship. You guys can never go back to the way you were. Mm. Someone else said, I hooked up with one of my good friends multiple times and we are still really good friends to this day. No awkward moments, no expectations. We are both very mature about it. Then another one from the 905 completely ruins the friendship. I slept with one of my best friends one drunken night. Things got extremely awkward after that.
Yeah.
And now I haven't spoken with him in like 5 years.
Oh, that's a bummer. That sucks.
Oh. From the 905, from experience, it doesn't ruin the friendship to the naked eye, but there's always one person who is just pretending that they don't have feelings for the other and acting the same. And honestly, that's more painful than just stopping being friends altogether.
So last summer, I don't even know if I've told you guys this, I hooked up with a friend of mine that we've had, you know, there's friends, there's like, if I was single, there's a vibe,
yeah.
The thing that you and I have, yeah, I guess.
TJ, there's always that tension between you and I. Now, the thing is, she's one of those people that, like, you could just, you would know it's going to be cool no matter what, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we did, and then never did it again. It was just the one time, and I don't even think we've ever talked about it. We're just still friends. And it's, like, it's funny. Usually you need communication, but sometimes it's like, just leave it in the past. Like,
yeah.
I moved on and dating. She's moved on and dating. And like,
you're also not living with her, though. You know what I mean? Like, this is a
roommate.
True. We weren't
roommates.
There's a whole different element.
But we're still buddies, right?
And what Adam's saying is sometimes there is a healthy way to sweep something under the rug.
It's just sometimes there's nothing to revisit.
It's all, this is different, too, because, you know, he expressed interest in really wanting to date her. So she's got to be honest. It sucks, but she does.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because TJ, have you done this? Have you been able to rehabilitate a friendship after something like this?
Not that comes to mind.
So I swept mine under the rug. Jax, you have for sure done this because you're friends with every ex you've ever had.
Yeah.
Tell us. Okay, so let's say that you've slept with me, okay? And I'm into you, and I'm really into you. Okay?
Here we
How could you not be?
Yeah, right. So let's structure this conversation. I want to hear an actual, like, let's play along.
Role play. Love this.
So I'm going to say to you, Jax, I'm really into you.
Okay.
I haven't been able to talk to you about this, but I'm really into you. I thought the other night was really fun. You know, is there any chance that we could keep going with this? TJ, what do you want to add?
I'm the third roommate sitting on the couch in the den. So sorry, continue with here.
So Jax, you don't want to hook up with me. What do you say?
I had a wonderful time and I do think that you're amazing, but I'm not actually looking to actively pursue anything.
Oh, that's okay. Like, we could just hook up.
Are you sure there's no strings attached?
Oh, yeah, there's no strings attached.
All right, let's
go. I mean,
All right, let's keep going.
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt, but it's just our utilities bill is due, so if you could both pitch in, that would be great.
Get out of here.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Thank you, Jax. Wow.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
How long would it take the average person to save up for a Toronto house? Now, keep in mind that the average price for a detached home in Toronto is around $1.75 million, which is a real number. According to the National Bank of Canada's latest housing affordability monitor, the average household income needed to afford a house in Toronto is currently around $183,594 a year.
Oh, my God.
So, someone would have to save up for 297 months just to afford a down payment on their seven-figure Toronto home.
Now, hang on a second here. You'd have to save up for 300 months, which is cool. Yeah. But then what's the price in 300 months?
Yeah, that's the
thing. Have you saved enough at that point?
Because it keeps getting worse.
Oh, that's true, because inflation.
Right? Yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna die on Ossington.
Year over year, I think we're up to like 20%. There's no way you can save for this. Come on.
So they said that's nearly 5 years of saving 10% of one's income every month just to afford the 20% down payment necessary to secure a house. That you then spend decades more paying off through a mortgage.
Invest your money. Not in that. Seriously, invest your money.
I feel so hopeless. You know, this is just a great way to start the morning.
Yeah.
Thanks, TJ.
You're welcome, gang.
Friday morning.
How about a bit of a brain buster now? A woman named Bina Gulshani in LA tweeted out a picture of a question that she got asked in an online job interview. And she says, and it's going viral because it's completely weird. So here's the question. You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What do you do with the elephant?
I race it.
You race the elephant against other elephants?
The elephant has to pay for itself, right?
Yes.
This is the thing. It's an asset now. If I can't sell it and I can't give it away, the elephant needs to race. And even if it's a ceremonial race, it doesn't have to race any. It could just, like, I race the elephant. It races Donovan Bailey, something like that.
Ooh.
You know, safely. And then you raise money for charity and you take a little bit for yourself so you can pay the elephant bills.
Jax?
I'm chilling with my elephant. We're just chilling. We're having a life. We're starting a life together.
Like you're Bart Simpson and Stampy?
No, Oh, Stampy. I'm going to hang out with my elephant. I'm going to ride it over your houses.
You should use it as like an Uber type ride.
No.
Ride sharing.
Yeah. The cities can't handle me.
One person said that they took a course on how to respond to interview questions. This is on Twitter, by the way. And the actually correct answer is open the business where you hire the elephant out for events. So Adam was actually pretty close to being correct. Nowhere on the quiz was it ride it around and torture your friends with it. But I feel like you were close too, Jax.
Earlier this morning, I said I would eat it. So I think my answer improved.
I like that answer better.
I don't.
If you have a big enough deep freeze cooler, you're eating for like a year. Here are the top gifts moms want for Mother's Day, starting with number 10, for someone else to take care of all the things they normally do.
Yeah.
Number 9, a day to themselves. So just say Happy Mother's Day and then frig off. Number 8, jewelry. Number 7, a spa day or massage. Please don't massage your mom. Number 6, something homemade, especially moms with younger kids. Number 5, chocolate. Number 4, a keepsake. So something sentimental, like a framed photo. 3, doing something with the family, like dinner, going somewhere outdoors, playing some games. Number 2, flowers. And the number 1 thing mums want for Mother's Day, which, by the way, is this weekend, it's just a card.
Oh,
just a handwritten card.
That's
Mom,
really
I love
sweet.
You. That's why I went to Shoppers Drug Mart and grabbed this one.
Car prices are high.
This card, put my name on it.
This Shoppers Drug Mart card is for you. There's only 10,000 others in existence.
I do love the little charade that we play at Shoppers Drug Mart when it's an anniversary or someone's birthday, where we pick up like 3 or 4 different cards to pick the right card that's cookie cutter enough for our family. You know, like, what are we doing?
I think we're doing something nice for our
family.
Yeah,
it sounds really cute.
Oh. You just personalize by making a nice little note.
That's what's trending.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Mother's Day weekend. And the one thing about your mom is she was right. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. If I say to you, I've never met you before, but I walk up to you and I say, you know, your mom was right. You'll go, I know. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to tell me what she was right about.
They always know.
They do.
Always
and
know.
And it can be a variety of subjects. But you know what I mean when I say your mom was right. Yeah. So what was your mom right about, TJ, Jax?
I learned a lesson very early on in the 8th grade. I wanted to grow out really long hockey hair.
Oh, yeah.
And I begged her to let me do it. And I wanted to bleach it as well because hockey player.
Hottie alert.
And my mom said, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I said, let's do it. And then we did. And as I look back on those photos, basically of every fashion choice I've made since then as well, she was right. Should not have dyed my hair. Should not have grown it out that long when I was that young. And should not have worn a full-on brown suit to grade 9.
Oof.
I have brown shoes, brown pants, and a brown sweater. I wore it all.
You look like a carpet from the 70s.
Yeah.
You look like
my grandparents' shag carpet.
Yep.
Wow.
She was right. Should've
she
listened.
Was right. Jax, what about you?
My mother told me, don't stretch your ears. You're going to regret it.
Yes. Okay. So explain this, and then we've got something behind the scenes of Virgin we got to talk about with that.
Yeah. So I was like 13, 14, and I wanted to stretch my ears, like little spacers in there. And my mother, you know, she's not only a mother, she's a nurse. She was like, you're going to regret that for sure. That is like, that's permanent, honey. And I was like, no, Mom, I shop at West 49, and I'm wild. Like, I need to stretch my ears. So I started stretching them, and over the years, I got up to like an inch, which is huge, right? And sure enough, because she told me in your mid-20s, late 20s, you're going to regret it. And I did. Not everybody does, but I did. And it cost me multiple thousands of dollars to get that fixed.
Well, and you know, it's funny. If every time Jax tells that story, yeah. it reminds me of that TikTok. Hey, Mom, it wasn't a fake.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, no, Mom.
I got your picture.
I was like, I'm dangerous. Yeah. I need to stretch my ears. And sure enough, I got them plastic surgery to them a few years ago because they were really, really bad. They were super stretched.
Now, Jax may have got those fixed right before we got our first promotion shots yeah. done here for Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
And my favorite part about that is obviously, like, if you know, when you see our billboard up or whatever, because yeah. a couple of them are still up, there's touching done, right? Like, I don't look like that yeah. necessarily.
Yeah.
But Jax's, for some reason, not on the billboards, yeah. but on the first kind of promos we put out, they still had, like, the stitching in her yeah. ears.
Yes.
Because like, who air touches an ear?
It was
right?
like something I had to tell them because, like, my ears were just, like, I just had surgery on them and we had to do our promo shoot. So yeah. if you ever see those billboards, just know that they aren't. My earlobes are not in good shape, and I'm not feeling very good
I'm
behind that.
I'm in a lot
that.
Of pain.
Yeah, they really, really hurt. And Mom, Colette, you were so right, and I hate it.
I've never been more aware of my mother's knowledge than having a kid. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, I hate to
yeah.
keep making it about that, but you do learn so much when you yeah. have a child. And one of the things that, like, you know, when Everly was a lot younger, you don't know why the kid's crying. Mm-hmm. And it becomes extremely frustrating at about month four, where you're like, she's crying again, and yeah. I don't know what the problem is, whatever. And I remember my mom said to me, she's like, it sounds like she's got gas. And I, like, tried to feed her, tried to change her, tried to play with her, whatever. And my mom takes her and goes right on her shoulder, pats her thing,
oh, yeah.
and then she burps, stops crying.
Yeah.
And she goes, see, I told you it was gas.
She's a wizard.
Oh, she is. And
a baby wizard.
It's unbelievable. It's like there's just that knowledge. No, that sounds like a gas
yeah.
cry.
Oh, she knows, yeah.
No idea.
You're like, what?
It's been 30 years yeah. since
Is that
I was
why I've
a baby.
Been crying all these years?
Yeah.
I just have gas.
So hit us up 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. The thing that you're like, you know what, Mom, you're wrong about this. And then a few months later, you're like, damn it, Mom, you were right about that. I can't even tell you. What was it? It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Excuse me on that one. Question for you. Your mom was right about it. What was it? Mother's Day this weekend, and moms are always right. We know this. We go against what they say each and every time, but we know in our heart of hearts that we're going to have to come back to mom and go, I'm sorry, you were right. And they don't often say, I told you so, which I have to give them credit for, because it's just kind of assumed. Unless your mom does.
I mean, sometimes.
Oh, my mom always yeah. says, told you so, always.
So, Rachel, tell us about yours.
So, my favorite color is red, and I'm obsessed, but I don't know why. So, my grade 8 grad is okay. I want to get my hair darker, so I'm like a natural, dirty blonde color.
Okay.
I actually, at the beginning of quarantine, so my sister and I go to Walmart, and my sister's like, hey, let's get some box dye and dye our hair.
Oh, no. Girls.
My sister goes, let's do this one. It is the brightest freaking red in the entire store. And I'm not kidding you. It's like got like you know, that.
Like a soft red. It's fire truck red.
No, it's red. It was after we put that thing in, I will tell you right now, it was orange. My hair was
orange.
And our bathroom sink and our bathroom door is white. We got it everywhere. And my mom straight up said to me before, she's like, I'm like, oh, it's going to look fancy. And I was like, mom's like, no.
No, it won't.
But yeah. after we did it, I looked in the mirror and I took pictures and I went, I'm Little Mermaid, for crying out loud.
My sweet Ariel.
I was so red. Like, it was red. Yeah. Like,
I'm getting the sense that it was red.
Oh, it was even more red than usual. Like, it was terrible.
Fair enough. Hey, text Very messages, red. TJ999999.
Yeah, from the 289, my mom was always right about my good friends. They all turned out to be screwing me over in some way or another
so
over the years.
Moms are True. Always bang on. They have like a sixth sense for that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
I took my mom out for dinner and said thank you and sorry about the 100 times during dinner for not trusting her.
Mm-hmm.
Another one for the 416, which I think Jax can probably relate to. My mom always told me to stop eating in the bed. But it never stopped me. I, for years, would eat in my bed. I'm talking everything from strawberries to cookies to pudding cups. When my boyfriend and I first started dating, he started to refuse to sleep over because he couldn't stand waking up in crumbs.
Oh.
She was right.
That's why I moved 3 provinces away so I could eat in bed alone.
Yeah, I don't need your dad.
Sorry,
Colette.
Mom.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Adam Wilde, TJ, Jax, Virgin Mornings. And it's Mother's Day weekend, so please, the mothers in your life, if you are a mother, if you know a mother, if, you know, if you want to see your mother, I mean, obviously everybody wants to see their mom and can't necessarily, you know, please say hi to them for us. Thank them. Love them. Do anything that you can for them to make it special. This is the second Mother's Day we've had in a row in lockdown.
Hard, man.
So here's hoping that next year we won't have to deal with that. Yeah. And we hope that you have a fantastic weekend. It's looking pretty good for early May. About 15 degrees tomorrow, sunny in the afternoon. And then same Don't thing on that. Sunday, just a little bit cooler. So
I'm coming back with a tan.
Are you?
Yeah.
How, where are you going to tan?
I'm going to tan in my backyard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you.
Are you a sunscreen gal or are you more of like a body oil gal?
I don't want you to ever ask me that again.
Is that a weird question?
Yeah,
TJ's next question is, are you hiring an applicator?
Well, are you? Where can I apply?
Have a wonderful weekend. We will see you Monday morning. Ciao. A couple things I want to remind you first off before we chow out. Everyday payday, 1, 3, and 5 this afternoon. Miles has got your next keyword for you. And if you ever want to catch up on Virgin Mornings, and I don't think we mentioned this enough, we have an audio podcast and a video podcast. They're basically the same. You can either hear us doing stuff, which is perfect for when you're in the car, or you can see us doing stuff when you're, you know, at home. Just throw us up on YouTube. You can find the link at 99.9virginradio.ca. Every show we do, everything we do on the show, it's like, you know, you take the music out, it's just us.
Yeah.
So you can see Ghosted, and you can see TJ and Jax, you know, firing
put
lotion
on Jax.
No, I don't think you can see that. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.